that are just to our Christendom this year, during the year of the child, have had some fun conducting a little experiment. Let's try it ourselves. How many people in this congregation this morning were by the power of the Holy Spirit that written His Word, brought to faith in Jesus Christ before the age of 14? Did you hold up your hand if that's the case? It would appear to me, just from the superficial pattern, that this is very typical of a group like this. That approximately 8 out of 10 adults actively engaged in the ministry of the church, at professional or lay level, were added by God's Holy Spirit through faith in Jesus to the company of believers while they were children. That does not deny the importance of our ministry as adults, nor does it take away from our ministry with young people. But it does underscore, emphasize, the significance of our ministry with children. That's why many congregations throughout the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod during the month of September have as the theme for their ministry, "Every Child, God Open Doors." Every time, God's open doors, an opportunity for ministry. "Let the children come to me," Jesus said. "Don't stand in their way. Don't prevent them from knowing who they are in their relationship to me, their Lord." There's a new ism articulated for us these days which is particularly interesting to me, and I hope also to you. You know what racism is? That's the oppression of a person or a people solely on account of their race. Sexism is the oppression of people solely on the basis of their sex. Childism is the new ism that's being articulated. That's the ism which describes that oppression of a child simply because he is a child, or simply because he is someone that's young. And the premise is that in every case, the needs and the interests and the desires of the adult are more important than those of the child. That's the oppression known as childism. What makes it so serious is that many people believe that the other isms have their root in the oppression of adults over against children. So the children learn to accommodate to that oppression and simply lay back, waiting for the time when they will be able to manifest the power that they see active in the lives of adults. So that sometimes as young people, and many times later on as adults, they then finally reach that position where they say, "I'm an adult now, I can exercise the same kind of oppression over against victims that I felt when I was a youngster. Let them come to me," Jesus said. That they may learn the dignity and respect that God holds in them for them because of His love for them. And let it go. Many of you, my parents, who are to be modest for their children, who are not to be excessively permissive in the way that they raise their children, but are to show certain guidance and concern for their children, bringing them up in the mercy and admonition of the Lord, but let them too show that kind of dignity and respect even when the discipline is coming. even when the punishment is necessary. Let the children come to me, that they may deal with the reality of their sin, even as their parents do in confession, in turning away, and in the learning that in the forgiveness that God has given to them in that Savior's suffering, death, and resurrection, they discover the freedom to be who they are, and to become those free, loving, caring people that God is calling them to be. Every child, an open door for ministry. Every child, God's open door, an opportunity to receive ministry. Jesus took that youngster, put the youngster in front of the disciples, and said, except you become like the child, you do not enter the kingdom of heaven. Every child on me is an opportunity for me again to reflect upon that word of Jesus and to remember particularly what all of the research is showing these days with respect to professional people in the church. What is it that the members of your church will expect most of all of you as the professional leader of that church? The modeling of a total dependence upon God's grace. The modeling of a total and complete humble trust in His mercy to cover your sins, in His guidance to direct you day by day, in the proclamation and teaching of His word, and in the demonstration of what it means to be an instructor of God's people. Except we become like children in that total, utter, complete reliance upon the God who has redeemed us in His Son, Jesus Christ, who daily cares for us as a Father, and who daily moves us through our earthly existence with confidence that He is our guide and that He brings all things to fulfillment. Unless we are able in the power of the Spirit to manifest that kind of reliance, we are missing out on the greatest gift that we can receive from God and share with our brothers and sisters in the faith. Become like little children in that reliance. Every child an opportunity to receive ministry, as those children to share with us their trust in Jesus, and speak to us those words of encouragement and hope as only children in unfettered language can do it. Every child, God's open door, an opportunity for equipment for ministry. Go, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them, teaching them to observe everything I have commanded you, Jesus said. The children whom God baptizes into His family are not half-house plants to be nurtured for decorations around the house. Neither are they furniture to be shuffled from class to class until we can finally get them out of Sunday school or through their confirmation process. The children whom God adds to His company of believers are fellow ambassadors, co-representatives of the grace of God in Jesus. They are partners with us in the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry. And in many instances are the most effective ambassadors that can be created. I remember a girl of mine whom I baptized, had entirely consist in by Dr. Gregory. The mother could not attend that baptismal service because her father had murdered her. The father, of course, could not attend either. because he had been imprisoned for life. The Father, through the care and comfort of the Salvation congregation, had been baptized and was a member of that parish. The daughter became the most effective evangelist in that congregation during the TTR. The young lady brought more children to Sunday school than any other person in that church, because the congregation saw her in her loneliness and isolation, because she was living with grandparents who were not bringing her to church. They saw her as a partner with them in the carrying out of that ministry to that community. Not simply someone to receive a ministry, but someone to give ministry and to be equipped for further ministry. That's the emphasis. The Appalachian Church Missouri Synod. In this month of September, an emphasis in which you and I participate. I don't know how many children you will see today. Your own, those who make up your community, those who may be in a weekday class which you conduct, those who may be a part of the Sunday school of which you are a part. However, we encourage you and we encourage each other as you encourage me.